The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. We're back, and Robin just checked with Robin. She's listening, but she's still not fine as a fiddle to get on the air, and so we'll respect that. That's for sure. Maybe next week we'll see. Start the new year off with Robin back with us again. So listen, she has been sick. We talked about the flu. We talked about getting sick and a couple of remedies and recommendations and preventative measures. And I just wanted to let you know that, we're not advocating for any particular thing. When I tell you what I take, it works for me. When somebody else tells you what they do, it works for them. It may not work for you. I would strongly advise that anything that you hear that you think might be worthwhile or might be worth trying, please do your due diligence. Check online. Check with your pharmacist. Check with WebMD. Check with your doctor before you try any new treatment, especially a homeopathic treatment you've never tried before. So we don't want to put it out there that we're dispensing medical advice. We're not doctors. We're not although Robin has 25 years of medical knowledge. She will be the first one to tell you, don't try anything unless you've thoroughly checked it out and investigated it. So that's very good advice. Do your due diligence. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And
we have James on the line.
So James wants to get the muzzleloader contest. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing good. What's up?
I want to just add a little comment to what they were talking about, the gun laws that they're passing and all.
Yeah.
One of the big problems is that when people are arrested and it's a gun crime involved, first thing they do is bargain away the gun charges.
Well, of course.
The only thing you're charged with then is the robbery or whatever, and the gun charges are totally dropped.
Yeah, first degree assault or whatever it might be. Yeah, exactly right. It's like a throwaway, because it's a more serious charge. We don't want to put more bad guys in prison. The prisons are overcrowded already.
Yeah, again, we got to go back to the voters, and not only in Maryland, but in Virginia and other states also. They need to take a hard look at the people they're voting for. You don't really vote by party or race or anything else. You vote for the person that you feel is going to do the best job, period.
Well, it also, in this political age, look what's being done. Look what's being done in our nation's capital. The people that we elected, are they doing what they were elected to do?
Well, again,
that's the top level. That's the top level.
Yeah,
okay.
With judges, we can't even know what the judges are, have their name involved with the cases. We're not even allowed the number for the judge. So we have no idea what these guys are doing. If an election comes up for judges and there are three openings, there are three names on the ballot.
That's right.
Period. We really aren't electing them. The Bar Association is putting their names up.
We're just approving them.
Yeah, and the lawyers are appointing the judges, is really what it is.
Yep.
Okay, one other real quick question. What's the legal age for kids for hunting in Maryland.
There is no minimum age.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you, sir.
As long as they can pass a hunter safety course, or as a first-timer, 1 year only, there's a limited hunter safety education course that they can take online. Then they can apply for what's called an apprentice license, which means they don't have to go through the full hunter safety education course, which pretty much puts the onus on the person who's going to be mentoring them. But they must be accompanied at all times by a licensed adult to be afield. So it's kind of a try before you buy. And it's working out pretty good as far as nationwide in these programs where you have apprentice hunters. Not every kid is going to want to hunt. Not every kid's going to want to pull the trigger. But every kid does want to be with mom or dad in the field. And if they like it, they go on to continue, to take a full-blown hunter safety education course and get their hunting license. But no minimum. So.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Mr. Chris, what we got?
We have Bruce from Baltimore City on the line.
Oh, my buddy Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
All right. How about you?
I'm good. What's up?
So, from the conversation I heard you talking about, that now they're putting more responsibilities on state police for gun control.
That's correct.
So here's the thing. It's not like the state police or state troopers don't have enough stuff to deal with already.
Well, they do. Of course they do.
So, I agree. So I live in Baltimore City, and one of the things actually about 2 years ago, the governor and other people talked about bringing state police into Baltimore City to give them a larger jurisdiction to deal with what's going on in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
Gangbangers, the drug dealers, all that.
Yep.
So, and actually, obviously, there's no barracks for state police in Baltimore City, and perhaps not just with the drugs, opiate problem, the homicide, 343, something like that.
Yeah, new per capita record. You got 100,000 people fled the city of Baltimore in the last few years, so that brought the population now to 600,000. So the murder per capita is one of the highest in the country.
There you go. So I like to see more state police backing up the Baltimore City Police Department, and even the sheriff, the Baltimore City Sheriff, giving more jurisdiction with dealing this. Generally, the way it works with the Sheriff's Department in Baltimore City, they deliver different types of legal papers. They can arrest people, but generally they don't do regular patrol. That's the way it works. So I'd like to see them more get involved, along with the state police, and even other.
And Butch.
So?
Butch. To do what? Don't we have enough of a police force in Baltimore City to handle the crime?
Well, this is another argument too.
Are the police allowed to police?
Well, you have another good point. With the leadership in Baltimore City, they
Bingo.
Support law enforcement.
Bingo.
So I know that. I understand that.
Yeah.
So, and I've had very positive experience with police and some negative. There are maybe some people that are a problem in the police department, but the culture has become the police department is the problem.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Bruce.
Happy New Year.
You too, buddy. Who's next there, Chris?
We have Robert on the line.
Robert. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I'm well, Robert.
My question is, last year you had on the guys from DNR from the Mid-Atlantic Flyway.
Yep.
Two-part theories about the Canada goose population and
right.
What's going on up in Canada. That was a great show, and I've actually shared the podcast with a number of people.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it.
I'm wondering, have you heard anything about what they think about this year's population next year's season?
I don't I don't really know. That those meetings are coming up. They're going to have to take a look at the flyaway numbers for 2019. There was something published on the DNR website about waterfowl population August, maybe, July, August, where they reviewed the population. Numbers are similar to last year from what I understand. The snowfall wasn't as great this year, so we're not sure about the nest. I'm not sure about the nesting success. I'm sure they are by now. But I think that information is available on either DNR. I know it's on the DNR website. I don't know if the population update's been put on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. That's something I'll have to check.
Yeah, that was a great show. And
well,
the numbers I'm seeing.
And unfortunately, Paul has retired. Not really a replacement for him yet. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife representative to the Atlantic States, the Flyway Council. So we're just going to have to, punt on that one for now until we can get something really solid established. So.
Well, thank you very much. I hope that Robin feels better. And
so do I. Yes, indeed. So
I'll keep my ear on you. Take it easy.
Thanks, Robert. Take care. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And do we have any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir, we do not.
Well, then let's take a little break. Let's take a little break. Let's talk about our friends at Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, they do carry those great Thompson Center muzzle loaders. Yes, they're competitors with our sponsor, CVA. But, you know, everybody has different tastes, and we hope that everybody can get along out there. And mine's not better than yours. Yours isn't better than mine. I like CVA because I've been shooting them for years, and I've always had good success on bear and deer and everything else with them. So let's talk about the Browning firearms that are available. I want to talk about two new ones. I want to talk about the AB3 Stalker long range. Now, a lot of folks are getting into this long range shooting, you know, 400 or 500 yards and that type of thing. Well, the reasonably priced firearm, the AB3 Stalker long range, is new this year from the 2019 SHOT Show back in February. It's got a heavier sporter weight 26 inch barrel, and it comes with a threaded muzzle, and it has provided muzzle brake and a thread protector. It's suppressor ready. A lot of people like those suppressors. It's a process to get a suppressor, and it's not an inexpensive one, and it's not a short term thing. You can't just walk in and buy one. But the firearms made these days are suppressor ready just because of the popularity of it, and it's certainly legal to hunt with a suppressor in Maryland. So That's the thing. This long range AB3 Stalker comes in 6.5 Creedmoor 308, 7mm Remington Magnum, and 300 Winchester Magnum. So that's one to look at if you're into the long range. Now also, if you like long range, there's the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt. Comes in speed model, it comes in a long range model, and it comes in a McMillan model, and those come in the Arid Urban camo, the DuraTouch finish composite stock, a Cerakote finished barrel that's fluted. It's a sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger. It's bolt action in select calibers, but it's an X-Bolt. It's a step up from the AB3. So if you're interested in long-range shooting, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon long-range McMillan and McMillan models or the Stalker long-range AB3 are both available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. That's 410-242-6108 is the phone number. And they are your full-line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Now let's swing over here to the Eastern Shore. if you're coming across the bridge to do a little waterfowl hunting and maybe a little deer hunting, make sure you stop by Chesapeake Outdoors. They are the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And if you're an Eastern Shore hunter and angler and you're shopping somewhere else, you need to go check out Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located on Route 50 East, just across the bridge, coming from the bridge this way. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. Here's the street address if you want to put it in your GPS. 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 21619. Now, for deer hunters, they got the scent lock apparel. They got the knee boots. They've got the camo. They've got the Raven crossbows, the Mission crossbows, the Matthews compound bows, 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons, and everything for hunters if you're a deer hunter. They've got the muzzleloaders by CVA and Thompson Center. They've got the Costa sunglasses. They've got the Yeti coolers. They've got firearms and ammunition by Remington, Choppa, and Savage. If you're a waterfowler, it's the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. Steel Shot by Fast Steel by Kent Company. The gear, all the gear you need, all the camo by Banded Camo, Avery Decoys, and much, much more. All at Chesapeake Outdoors. All right there on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Don't
I want you when you're getting fat?
Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday?
Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister?
Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
All right, that's enough of that. I think they got the message. I believe we have a couple callers on the line. Lee is one of them. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Your voice sounds like you're down in the legislature.
He may be. You never know. Yeah.
I have a different definition for public safety than what these politicians are coming up with.
Really?
Yeah.
I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop?
Yep. How about life sentence down at Devil's Island?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I mean,
the rent should be cheap.
Yeah.
No reason to say you have to rebuild the ruins down there. Just leave them down there.
Exactly. Look, I agree with you. I agree with you. No question.
Yeah,
at all.
I wish more of the voters would.
Remember where you live, Lee.
Yeah,
the bright red state of Maryland. Yeah. The bright blue state of Maryland. Let's put it that way.
The People's Republic there, Tomatich.
Yeah, well, you know.
Bolsheviki Smith.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. Let's roll here, buddy. Appreciate it, Lee. Happy New Year.
You too.
Yes, sir. Let's talk to Martin.
Yes,
good
sir.
Morning, Martin. Hello, Martin.
Yes, sir.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, boy. I've lived in this state my whole life. I'm 68 now. And
right.
The legislature ain't never seen a gun control law they didn't like in this place.
That's true. You know, most of these are destined to fail. Most of these that put more responsibility on the state police lobbyists will oppose.
Well, I feel bad for those guys. They get overworked and they're, you know, tilting at windmills. I'm concerned that now that we've got replacements for, you know, Miller and Bush were not exactly gun-friendly people, but they were somewhat of a stop for the crazies in that asylum. But from what I understand, the two people that are taking their places now are even more rabid anti-gunners, and I'm wondering if they're eyeing Virginia and saying, gee, this sounds like a good idea, and this does, and this does. Why don't we introduce those in our legislature? I didn't catch your first hour.
Well, you got to understand that they float these bills from state to state. There are gun. What's this Bloomberg thing called? My hometown or whatever that thing is.
Gun safety. So he's a wackadoodle.
Well, yeah, he might be, but he's got a lot of money and he's got a lot of influence.
Yeah.
And you know, these bills get floated and then lobbied by an arm of his organization in our General Assembly. Mothers Against Gun Violence or Women Against, whatever it's called, the women in the red dresses, okay?
Yeah.
These people truly believe that if we disarm our society, it will be a safer society.
Well, I followed a few, I've been an NRA member for 30 years and all the support of the Second Amendment.
Listen,
they never give up. They always keep coming back. Chip.
If you missed the first hour, you didn't hear about Senate Bill 0055, the income tax checkoff.
There'll be a volunteer more money for some crazy project?
Yeah, the Maryland Assault Weapons Buyback Fund. You can contribute by checking off a number on your income tax to help the state buy back handguns and Class 3 firearms. How many people you know in a Class 3 firearm?
Sure.
Yeah. How many people you know in a machine gun? Not a lot. How many people that own a machine gun are going to give it up?
They're very expensive, for
a fee that's established by the state and supported by well-meaning citizens who get a write-off on their income tax.
Oh, sure. They'll give you fair market value.
No question.
I wonder how many people would actually donate to that fund.
Wait a minute. How about House Bill 35, the Public Safety Firearms Telematics Study?
Telematic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the buyback will be conducted by state police. Now the state police will be compelled to do a study on means for installing GPS tracking devices in firearms to locate lost and stolen firearms, potentially useful in tracking the whereabouts of legally owned firearms and firearm owners.
I ain't bought a gun in 20 years, but I bought quite a few from when I turned 21 in 1970-something up through the early 90s. You fill those forms out every time. I'm sure they have them all on file.
They have them all on record. Sure they do. No question. So, yes, indeed. But they want to install a chip in your gun so they can track it.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. So if they knock on your front door, are you obligated to let them in?
See, that's the question. Are we?
They selectively love certain amendments to the Constitution and despise others.
Correct.
The Gestapo squad in the General Assembly. I can hardly wait for the session to open up in what we.
No, it's going to be contentious again.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It really is. Look, I don't know that any of these stand a chance. You know, they're coming back. They're coming back with the secondary. Secondary transactions, you know.
Father, I can sell my brother a gun.
Right, you can't sell your brother a gun without going to the through the process. That's right.
So either a dealer or going into a state police barracks.
That's right. Yep, you're correct. Yep, no question.
Do the Debs have veto-proof majorities in both houses?
Yes.
Lovely. So Governor Hogan, who is not too bad. He's not as bad as the guy.
You don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. I get it.
Right. But they've overrun his veto so many times in the past. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a bummer that my whole wife is here. I'd happily move to another state, but there's too many reasons.
I know. There's a lot of us like that. No question. So.
Jeez.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Just stay vigilant.
Yes, sir.
And vote. Register to vote.
I have been since I was old enough when I was 21.
Yeah.
Back, the voting age was 21 when I did it, not 18. I'm an old guy like you.
No, thank you so much. My wife will be glad to hear you say that.
Okay.
All right.
Carry on.
Take care. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Are all the entries in? Let's contact Miss Robin here via text and see if she can generate some numbers for me. Miss Robin, I know you're listening. How about cranking up that magic machine and giving me a number, would you? Throw another log on the fire. pick up your cell phone and generate some numbers for me. Actually, the fire's quite nice this morning. Warmed up the back room really nice. We don't even, we have the heater and air conditioner back here, you know, one of those wall mount units. And, there's the number. Let's see here. Alright. So what I have here in front of me is a list of people's names numbered 1 through 58. And Miss Robin is generating a number here on her random number generator on her phone. The number that comes up is number 39. Number 39. Let me turn here to my list. And Chris sends me this list every week. He just sends me names and phone numbers. And I number them. You know, you can do that on your computer. You just highlight everything and press the number thing, and all of them get numbered. And then as we go through the show, Chris texts me all the names that come in during the show. So we had 58 for December. And the number generated by Miss Robin, who is does not know who's on this list, cannot see this list. She's in the next room. Well, she's over there. I'm pointing in her direction. And she generated number 39. And that number corresponds with somebody who's become known as Camo Preacher. Congratulations, Rush. We will give Russ a call and let him know that he's won a new CVA muzzleloader. And they will, CVA will send him the new muzzleloader. And Russ, if you're listening, congratulations. You're welcome to call 410-WCBM-680. And we'll let you know that we'll give you a call here after the show. Make sure we have your address, and we can go from there. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't happen to a nicer fella than Russ. Camo Preacher. How do you like that, Chris?
Nice. Come on, Russ, give us a call.
Yeah, there you go. Come on, Russ. Yeah, Russ has done a lot of work for the community, the hunting community, and just all-around nice guy.
Because we know you're out there.
We know you're out there, yep, indeed. A lot of good people on this list, a lot of great listeners on this list. But you know what? I didn't pick the numbers, so there you go. Remember how we used to do it, Chris, when I was in the studio?
Yes.
Had the little roll of red tickets.
Uh-huh. Just match like if you were at the fair or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like you take the tickets and threw them in the hat, mixed the hat up, and Chris would draw the number, and somebody would win. So.
But now we're moving up in the world.
We're moving up, yes. Robin is slowly dragging me, kicking and screaming into the world of technology. Yeah.
An analog guy in a digital world.
That's you, buddy, and me. Thank you. An analog guy in a digital world. You know what? Do you know, Chris, when you buy one of these devices, you know, the Amazon thing or one of these Google uh-huh. things, you know, that you speak into and it gives you uh-huh. the answer, you talk to it across the room, you can do all kinds of things in your house, you can turn a light bulb on. How do you turn a light bulb on by using one of those things. Do you know?
You have to get a special bulb, and the two work hand-in-hand via Bluetooth.
That's correct. There's a Bluetooth chip in your light bulb.
Who would thunk?
How would you like one in your air gun there, Chris?
No, thank you.
How would you like one in your 22?
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's bad enough I've got the phone that's always on, and you're constantly being tracked, and if it's not there in your car, especially if your car has satellite radio, you're
correct.
You're being tracked.
That's right. That's exactly right. You are on satellite radio, which means somebody watching the satellite knows where your vehicle is. Any callers there, buddy?
Yeah, I've got two. I've got Jay.
Okay.
And we also have Camo Preacher.
Well, let's talk to Jay first.
Let's say, it's like, wait a minute now. All right, here we go.
All right. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I saw excellent film yesterday. I just wanted to call and recommend it to people who are interested in guns and law enforcement.
Okay.
And the press and all that kind of thing. Clint Eastwood did an outstanding job. I don't want to say anything about the film because some of the, I might spoil something.
You don't want to spoil alert, right?
Right. Anyway, yeah.
Richard Jewell.
I heard Richard Jewell on the news back in the day. And,
oh, yeah.
And but I had no idea what went on in the background for that. And it's he presents it in a way that I think people that listen to your show and the gun owners and so forth would, really appreciate. I thought it was an excellent film. And
all right. Well, maybe we'll get to see that.
I highly recommend that one.
Richard Jewell. And, hey, look, anything Clint Eastwood has to do with, I pretty much like it. So.
Yeah, well, he puts the, especially the press, in a light that's, we probably see it, but a lot of other people may not realize
right,
things
right.
happen. And,
no question.
That out. He's not afraid to tackle tough things.
That's right. You remember all this is no slight to anyone, but the slang term for the movies that were made and produced in Italy, they called them spaghetti westerns that Clint Eastwood was in, Good, Bad, and the Ugly, for a few dollars more and all that. I'll tell you what, those are some of the greatest western movies in the world.
Yes.
You know, they really were.
And I think that what I realize is the films he's been making since he retired from acting are historical significance.
No question.
You know, the World War II battles and
yep.
those types of things. Now, this Richard Jewell is really a great film.
Thank you for that.
All right.
All right, Jay. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to our boy of the day.
Hey.
Hey, what? How you been?
I've been doing very well. I'm doing really good this morning.
I'm glad to hear that. Listen, we have one of our listeners who wants to know how your eyes are doing. He's been praying for you.
Yes. It's been a slow progression, but they are getting better. The biggest problem is the hemorrhage in my left eye. They're still clearing it up before they can do treatment. But
right.
I have been seeing much better. All the prayers are very much appreciated and felt.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
There you go, John B. There's the answer from the man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you praying. Thank you.
So, Russ, you want a CVA muzzleloader?
Yes. Going to Disney.
I don't know about that. Disney's not a sponsor, but, you know. So.
Yeah, I've always loved CVA products, but the first one I bought was a 50 caliber St. Louis Hawking. You know, old side lock. I mean,
flintlock
percussion cap.
Oh yeah,
percussion cap.
Yeah.
So I still have that on the mantle for show. I don't really fire it much anymore.
You may want to think about that.
Yeah.
No, seriously, you may want to think about that. I'll know more after the stakeholders meeting, but. Those of you with flintlocks and percussion caps and longbows, you better get them out and dust them off.
All right. Well, if I'm following your drift, I have my Pfeiffer hat and drum ready.
No, we're not going to war there, Russ. think post-Christmas deer season in Pennsylvania.
Yes, the second muzzle loader is coming up.
The primitive season.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's all I want to say about it till we get the actual meat and potatoes. But that is a concept that's being floated. So.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah, in fact, I don't just have the rifle. I have a primitive kit, the leather pouch. The
whole deal.
When I teach hunter safety out of Baltimore County Game and Fish, sometimes I do the primitive hunting or the muzzle loading section.
Yeah.
So I'll go in there in my regalia, you know, the Boone hat, the raccoon hat and everything, and show some of the primitive. And then one of the other guys, he does the more modern, the inlines mm-hmm. and things like that.
Cool.
So,
well, do me a favor, email me or text me your address and we'll get that off to the fine folks at CVA and they'll get that out to you ASAP.
I'm very excited. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Russ. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Glad your eyes are doing much better.
Thank you. Thank you.
See. All right. Take care. All right. We have got to talk about a couple of folks here. Let's see. Did I talk about the Great American Outdoor Show? If I didn't, I will again. The Great American Outdoor Show. Yes, the Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show, February 1st through the 9th, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 650,000 square feet of guns and hunting and fishing and archery exhibitors. Over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors. More than 200 seminars from the outdoor pros and your favorite outdoor celebrities. Over 400 fishing and hunting outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole entire complete family. And NRA Country Concert is going to be featuring Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, and John Langston coming up. They want you to live the adventure. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st to the 9th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets now on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's the website where you can buy tickets and see all the features. And I think we're going to get a dozen tickets to give away as they have done in the past. So haven't seen them yet, but that's the plan. Now, Bay Country Bakery. Oh, I'm sorry to say this is the last commercial for 2019 that you will hear from Bay Country Bakery.
But they're still going to be open.
They're still going to be open right down the street from me. Yes, that's right. When I'm on Route 50, I'm going to the deer stand. I'm going to the duck blind. My mouth, my belly just cannot wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery. I'll pick up a couple of donuts, enough for everybody in camp. I'll get a sandwich, maybe a fresh cup of hot coffee. Now, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge, Chris, you will attest to this, that there no one can compare from the Mississippi River East. Am I right?
I will concur with that. That is so true.
That's for pastries.
Addictive.
Yes, pastries, cookies, breads, and donuts right here on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Enough for everybody. And they serve a great breakfast, too, 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, all day Saturday, even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, and get a tasty lunch if you like. Bay Country Bakery. Here's how to find them. Drive down Route 50, go through Cambridge, and look for a big giant donut on the side of the building. You've never seen a donut this big. It's tremendous. It's enormous. It's humongous. It's the only donut I've ever seen with two windows in it. It's a big old pink frosted donut with sprinkles. That's right, and it's on the side of the building. That's how you find it. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway. Just through 50 on Route 50 East, if you want to put it in your GPS. Think Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page. It's called Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say howdy. Maybe you'll see Robin and me in there at Bay Country Bakery. Now, on the other side of the shore, up the road a fur piece, is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. The largest waterfowl selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Duck calls, goose calls, that kind of thing. Snow goose calls. Man, the snow geese went over Saturday night. Oh, my gosh. They flew over me in thousands and thousands. All major brands of waterfowl calls. Steel shot, like fast steel from Kent Cartridge. Gear, you know, all kinds of waterfowl gear. You waterfowlers need all kinds of stuff. Camo by Banded. Hip boots, waders, Avery decoys, firearms by Remington, Choppa, and Savage, muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center, CVA. 20% off all tree stands still continues on all ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. Matthews compound bows, Raven R26 and R29 crossbows, Mission crossbows, the Mission Sub 1 XR, and crossbows for everybody's budget from 10 Point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. The large selection of clothing and boots and thousands of hunting accessories is available at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B when you come across the bridge, Dominion Road exit, Kent Island. Going the other way at South Piney Road. 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland, 21619, 410-604-2500. And yes, they're picking your waterfowl today. They will They will pick or breast your geese. They will pick or breast your ducks, however you want them done. Give them a call, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after this.
Moving into the end of the weekend, we are going to be picking up opportunities for rain as a warm front will lift through Sunday night, and then a cold front will ride through on Monday. Some patchy fog early today, mix of clouds and sun, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, clouds build in late, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, early shower, steadier rain later, afternoon high in the upper 40s. Then we've got the rain Sunday night, and then more showers ahead for Monday. Monday's high, upper 50s to mid 60s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410.
W&W Tire and Auto. Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
That's what I say every time I'm in the woods, too.
Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
That right there. Let's talk to Alice. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Alice?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I'm hoping that Robin feels better soon.
You and I both.
Yeah.
Yes, you and I.
Well, I have a quick question, and that is that I have adult children, and I'm considering purchasing them like a firearm.
Sure.
To, you know, use for personal protection. Mm-hmm. And I am just wondering, if I just purchase it and then give it to them, that's not breaking any laws, right? Pardon my ignorance, by the way.
Depends on what you purchase.
Okay.
Okay.
So if I'm just purchasing a handgun?
Then they would have, they're going to own it. They would have to go in and fill out all the paperwork.
I see.
If not, if you try to purchase it for them.
Well, I meant I would like to give it
as
to them
gift.
As a gift. Yeah,
I understand.
Like a birthday gift.
Yeah. I would clear that with your dealer because there are a whole lot of hoops to jump through with handguns here in Maryland. A whole lot. And, you know, it's a 10-day waiting period for the state police. You got to, you know, you got to deal with that, that type of thing.
Okay.
Now, for personal protection, me personally,
yeah.
I like a shotgun. I like to carry, I mean, I like to have a shotgun ready to go just in case anything ever happens. And it's a pump action shotgun, and they make pump action shotguns for home self-defense. That is a purchase that you can make over the counter and just hand it to them whenever. But here's the thing. If you make a purchase for someone, and should something come up where, you know, there's a record of some kind, you could be in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of trouble. So
okay.
Clear that with your dealer. Tell them what your intent is.
Right.
And see what they have to say.
Okay. And then with the shotgun.
Shotgun is straight over the counter.
Okay. Birdshot, buckshot, both?
Buckshot, yeah.
Okay.
Buckshot, yeah. Buckshot. And, you know, I haven't talked about this in a long time, but a pump-action shotgun, if you have somebody in your house and you work the action to, you know, you shuck the action in a pump shotgun to work one of the shells into the chamber, that sound alone is universally known as loading a shotgun. And that sound may repel whoever.
Isn't that where Ku Klux comes from, Ku Klux Klan? Like the sound of the gun making that?
Oh, good God, I've never heard that.
Really? Okay.
No, I've never heard that.
Okay. I'm just wondering where the word Ku Klux came from, and I thought
How did that come up?
I don't know. I heard it somewhere.
When all else fails, Google it.
Yeah, we'll Google that one.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Okay, thank you very much.
Boy, that you threw a clinker in on me there. That's for sure, Alice. So, yeah, always clear what your intents are with the dealer, so that he doesn't get in trouble with his federal firearms license,
right? Well,
and
thank you very much.
Or the recipient doesn't get in, you know.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Alice.
Bye
bye. Okay, well, guess what? We heard from Russ. Got an email. Got his address. Everything's happy. And so